With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Justice Department filing a wide-ranging antitrust lawsuit against Apple.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the sweeping lawsuit, alleging that Apple has monopoly power in the smartphone market and uses its control over the iPhone to engage in a broad, sustained, and illegal course of conduct. The suit accuses the tech giant of intentionally limiting security features, among other actions. Apple called the lawsuit wrong on the facts and the law and said it will vigorously defend against it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Police say authorities are now searching for an Idaho prison inmate and an accomplice who fled after the other man fired at corrections officers who were transporting the inmate from a Boise hospital. Three corrections officers were shot and wounded in the ambulance bay. Also at SRNnews.com, a team of UN investigators looking into more than 50 attacks on cryptocurrency firms in the past 7 years, which it solely blames on North Korea.
One UN member country estimates Pyongyang is now funding as much as 40% of its weapons development through these illicit hacks. UN investigators say the regime is still managing to make money by selling its coal and other resources abroad. It also earns hundreds of millions through its vast network of factory and construction workers stationed overseas. But none of these cash revenues appear to be as profitable to the regime as stealing cryptocurrency. These operations are cheap to run and difficult to disrupt.
BBC's Gene McKenzie reporting. General Assembly approving the first UN resolution on artificial intelligence. The goal is ensuring the powerful new technology benefits all nations, respects human rights, and remains safe. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
Under a legal settlement with the state, a group of churches and other Christian ministries will be free to hire only people who adhere to a statement of faith. 4 years ago, Democratic lawmakers added sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Virginia's non-discrimination law. Alliance Defending Freedom represented the churches and says, quote, religious organizations are free to operate their ministries without fear of government punishment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another religious conflict stirring in Israel. In response to the question of whether ultra-Orthodox Jews should be required to serve in the military, Chief Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef has told reporters, if they force us to go into the army, we'll all go abroad. The forcefulness of the declaration is new, especially coming in this time of year, the midst of a war. And this is SRN News. National Park Service being sued over its digital payment policy. Tayshia Stevens has this report on a very controversial matter.
Three people sued the National Park Service earlier this month after they were not allowed to use cash as payment at several locations, citing a U.S. code that states U.S. currency is legal tender for all public charges. The lawsuit alleges that the Park Service's cashless policy is in violation of federal law. According to the lawsuit, the Park Service instituted cashless policies at approximately 29 locations. The plaintiffs say their cash was refused at sites in Arizona, New York, and Georgia. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
West Virginia police say a 15-year-old boy shot and killed his father in self-defense after the man fired a shotgun at the boy's mother, then pointed the weapon at his son. The teenager grabbed a 20-gauge and fled. The man followed, pointed a gun, and the boy then shot his father. More details at SRNnews.com.